News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Chartered surveyors have made calls for the establishment of a dedicated rental court to adjudicate on tenant and landlord disputes. And Kevin Hollingsworth, President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, joins us now this morning. Good morning to Kevin. First of all, tell us why you think this is needed.
Okay, so we're getting feedback from our members across the residential sector that the length of time that the RTB is taking to adjudicate on issues is just too long. You know, the key issues that are coming out from that feedback is that the three key issues that are causing most issues in the rental market are the decisions on tenants who are refusing to leave their property after the lease has expired, known as overholding.
So that's people. Their lease is up. They should be gone, and certainly the landlord would think that they should be gone, but they refuse to leave. So that's one thing. Tell me the other two.
The non-payment of rent. And then landlords who unlawfully hold on to deposits following the completion of the tenancy.
And just before we get, how big an issue are all three of those things? Like how common is it for people to overhold or for them to just stop paying rent or fall into arrears or indeed for landlords to illegally withhold deposits? How big of an issue?
It's a lot more common than you would expect, which is why there is the backlog for the RTB getting through these adjudications. And, you know, it can take up to a year for those issues to go through that adjudication process. And what we're calling on is this rental court to deal specifically with these three issues, but that there be a statutory time frame of 3 months for these to be decided on. Now, this, of course, would require the RTB to have more resources. And we also believe they should have more resources to audit the rental market to ensure compliance and to address if short-term lets are being used without necessary permission.
Okay, so what we have currently, obviously, the RTB, that's too slow, it's too dysfunctional, it's too complex, and it's sort of inefficient. So it's not fit for purpose. So we need a whole sort of an upgrade. How likely do you think any of these things are to happen, Kevin?
Well, listen, you know, that rental court idea is one of several in the SDSI's pre-submission budget submission, many of which are aiming at alleviating the housing crisis and this rental issue. They're all interlinked, right? And we've put in a multitude of suggestions to the government. And the hope is that they will listen to the people who are dealing with the issues on a day-to-day basis and use their experience to help resolve this complex problem.
Yeah. So I was interested in you put out obviously a press release and you said that the complex regulations around rent, but also the high risks involved, this is how landlords see it, are why they're leaving the market. Is that the feedback you're getting, that landlords feel it's risky for them to be a landlord nowadays?
Yes. There has been, you know, a lot of regulations put on the rental sector to improve it, which was necessary. Let's be absolutely clear about that. Okay. But the result of that is that rental standards have increased, which is massively positive. But the adverse effect now is that landlords are leaving the market. And that now needs to be addressed to achieve a balance where we have a healthy rental market, which is key for society, because we did a rental affordability analysis earlier on in the year, and we found that couples were spending up to 41% of their income on renting, which is particularly high when benchmarked internationally.
Okay, and obviously that's to do with supply constraints as well, but I presume landlords leaving the market is an issue. I notice you said also that the relationship between landlords and tenants ideally would be a cooperative one, but in some cases now in Ireland we're just seeing it moving towards adversarial now more commonly.
Yeah, and like you said, that's due to a chronic lack of supply, which is one issue. when problems do arise, tenants and landlords should have the confidence in the dispute resolution process that it's going to be swift and decisive, and that will bring confidence to the market. And it's just not happening at the moment with the current dysfunctional system.
A rental court, obviously, very interesting idea. I wonder how quickly such a thing could be set up. There were other things, just in brief, Kevin, though, that you also thought should happen?
Yeah, you know, we do need to see if there are ways of encouraging landlords to stay, or new ways of enticing investment in the sector. And one such idea that we've put in the submission, which could only happen after the shortcomings that we're discussing here are attended to, mm-hmm. is a mechanism where private individuals could invest in an incentive scheme in the rental market through a state-backed investment vehicle. And because we know that the citizens of Ireland have substantial amounts of money on deposit, and it's about how can we use that, harness that, so that people are willing to invest.
So they could put their savings or their investments or their pension pot maybe into something like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen, very interesting proposals, and I no doubt they'll be discussed throughout the day here on News Talk. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Kevin Hollingsworth there, President of the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.